Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da. Da-da. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now. Feels like 49.
A little chilly.
Nice. Nice.
A little chilly.
High is 70, sunny with a couple of clouds all day. Surprise downpour again yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cinnamon skies, buddy.
Cinnamon skies.
I was driving out to the rink. My daughter had hockey practice. Blue on one side, like a weird brown, orange, cinnamon toast crunch kind of sky on the left side.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, you know what the sailors say. Cinnamon toast crunch in the morning. Sailor heed warning.
Why is there water in the boat?
You got diabetes. Let's start, and look, you know, bring up Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I know there are people eating their breakfast, so I want to give you a heads up right now. This is going to get gross.
Oh.
This is going to get gross.
All right.
But I feel like we have to talk about this.
What gross thing?
So it happened downstate. A woman has filed a lawsuit, a 43-year-old woman, against a restaurant after what she says she found in her food.
Ooh.
So according to this woman, she went to a Mediterranean restaurant.
Oh, nice.
She got a chicken wrap.
A wrap.
Yep. And those Mediterranean restaurants.
Oh, my God. Delicious.
And they're everywhere. So, you know, hey, healthier options, too.
You don't like a good wrap.
Check, check, check. All good things. Okay. Yeah. So she gets
it. Was wrapped in the wrap.
Kimmy, she took a bite out of the chicken wrap.
Yeah.
And when she bit into it, she realized there was a fingertip in there.
A fingertip.
A human fingertip.
A human.
Somebody's missing a fingertip.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So the sandwich is pointing at you. Hey, you enjoyed that sandwich? Pretty good, huh?
Hey, eat that wrap.
So, did she like have it in her mouth?
She had it in her mouth. Mm. She didn't swallow it.
But wait a minute, that would have meant like somebody.
Yeah, like how did nobody notice?
In the back, in the kitchen.
It could have also been pre-prepared chicken.
All right,
and then
all
like
right,
came
yeah.
in a bag, and that's okay. where it came from. Yeah. All right, now. The woman says that she bit into the fingertip, but she didn't swallow it. Mm. Yet, even just having the fingertip in her mouth, she had to undergo intense antiretroviral treatment, which is to prevent HIV exposure. Also, she said it took a really long time to work up the courage to eat chicken again, which sounds funny, but I totally understand.
Well, you just got your mouth fingered.
You got it. Now,
so this fingertip had to be such an obvious fingertip. You know what I mean? Like, we're not talking like
tip.
A little piece of a finger. Like, we're talking like full on nail. Yeah.
I'm okay. All right. So here's where it gets interesting.
Mm.
We have to say, obviously, for legal reasons, that these are just allegations.
She's
suing. There is no like law, like, you know, criminal thing going on right now. And the owner of the restaurant says it is completely fraudulent. And they have filed a countersuit for slander.
Oh, they're saying it didn't happen.
They're saying it did not happen.
Like she planted the human finger.
Yeah, but where did that fingertip come from if it was a plant?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Kimmy, because come back with me.
All right.
2005, there was a story similar to this one.
What happened?
A woman went to a Wendy's in California, ordered chili, was eating the chili, and she bit into a fingertip.
Okay.
Okay.
She took the finger out of the chili, put it in a bag. And she had the fingertip.
Yeah.
She was showing it to everybody. This is the fingertip. She did news stories, and she sued for like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Wendy's. Do you guys remember this story?
Vaguely,
not really,
yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. You asked where'd the finger come from.
Yeah.
It turns out that the fingertip in this Wendy's chili did not come from Wendy's. That after her home was raided, they discovered her husband had bought the fingertip for $100 from a colleague who suffered an industrial accident.
God.
He then took the fingertip, gave it to his wife, who put it in the chili, and tried to extort Wendy's for millions of dollars.
So the dude hurts himself at work,
yeah,
saves the tip,
yeah,
sells it to this dude.
By the way, You could sell it for more than $100 if that was that guy's plan.
Yeah, unless he didn't know what his plan was
to begin with. I'd want some more money for that.
I'd have questions of why you want to buy my fingertip.
Yeah, that too.
Don't
that
ask questions. You want $100 or not?
All right.
But like once I see that guy scored,
yeah.
I'm blackmailing that dude.
I want my cut.
I'm going to tell him it's my fingertip if you don't give me some money.
That may be why he got caught. She got caught. So by the way, that Wendy's situation,
yeah.
Despite the fact that it was completely BS, the whole thing was made up. It cost the company an estimated $21 million in revenue.
Yeah.
Resulted in dozens of employees at this restaurant in ones in Northern California being laid off. This woman was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Her husband got a more severe sentence, 12 years in prison. And she also was in the news again. Couple years later, filing a false police report that her son had been shot by two unknown people. She had to go back to jail for that.
Oh, my God.
And it turns out he was missing his fingertip. Last part I made up. So it's not out of the question.
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, for years, you know, put a bug in the soup, you know, tooth, all that stuff. Well, people, you know, plant like, stuff in food for years.
Bug in the soup's a lot easier to pull off than finger in the rat.
Yes, but people have been scamming, for years.
I'm surprised how many missing fingertips there are out there.
Well, I mean,
whether or not it was planted or just happened to be in the chicken.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I know two people with missing fingers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like because of accidents?
Yes. One guy had it ripped off hopping a fence when he was a kid.
Ooh.
And then another guy chopped it off. Actually, I don't know who this person is. I follow him on Instagram. I follow everybody that follows
him.
And he just recently lost multiple pieces of his finger in an accident.
Okay.
And keeps showing like the progress on his Instagram story, and I am very squeamish, and a warning would be nice if you're listening,
guy. So if you lose a fingertip, you're allowed to just keep it?
What else are you going to do with
it? I mean,
I didn't know.
When I was cutting meat, nobody, let me save that.
Yeah, because I would think it, like, decays, right? Like, it goes.
Depends how it's cut,
gross.
Too.
Well, yeah, you want that center prime choice.
Yeah, but if it's kind of mangled.
Like, you'd have to get a fresh fingertip in there.
Oh, well, not if you freeze it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you put it on ice and rush you to the hospital.
No, I mean like to Kimmy's point about the chili.
Like just saved it.
Oh.
But then again, I mean, if it's in the chili, it would also have broken
down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all concarnied. No good.
Are you talking about finger concarnied?
Oh.
Which was your mom's nickname in Mexico? 252-WCMF. A woman downstate is suing a Mediterranean restaurant after she says she got a chicken wrap, bit into it, and in her mouth was a fingertip.
Yeah.
She said she had to undergo antiviral treatment. She's been traumatized from eating chicken. The owner of the restaurant, meanwhile, says it's completely fraudulent. He is countersuing this woman for slander, and he may have a case because, like we just told you, there's another case of a woman who got her hands on a fingertip, dropped it in a bowl of Wendy's chili, and then tried to sue that company. All right, so let's talk about the Wendy's thing for a second.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I get that money at the end of a rainbow will make people do crazy.
Oh, sure.
Right? But I am dying to know what kind of degenerate you have to be as a man to watch your friend, coworker, chop off the end of his finger and go, oh, I could use this. I got an idea.
Yeah.
Then, well, right?
Because, you would have had to have the idea in that moment. This isn't something you planned before he chopped off his fingertip.
Unless he worked at a place where lots of fingertips were coming off.
It could be.
So then, not only does he have to have that idea in the moment, he then has to negotiate the deal to get the fingertip, which he managed to pull off for $100. He then has to go home with said fingertip, pull his wife aside, and go, listen, I got a great idea.
Yeah, we're going
to
score.
Yeah, you got to sell your wife on the fingertip.
But think of how much money. We'll never have to work again. Our grandchildren will have money.
Okay, but here's the thing,
it's generational wealth, $100 million.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think I don't believe you, could talk your wife into putting somebody else's finger in chili and blaming the company that sold it to you.
No, probably not.
How?
Probably not. But I have dated women that I could have. Oh, yeah. Bro, somebody's trash ass, scuzzy women I dated.
But weren't
they would have done anything for
me. Weren't they eating fingertips just on a normal basis?
Yes, as a regular diet. No, I mean, we've all dated scuzz.
I don't think
you could talk these women into they're desperate. People, they're poor.
Okay, all right. Just for all those things to line up the way they did.
Yeah, right.
And then they get caught.
Timing of it all.
Because I would have thought there's no way I'm getting caught. If I pull this off and they see, like, Wendy's is just going to be like, okay, here's
all
the money.
Off,
shut up.
Yeah,
sorry, I don't want to deal with this stuff. Like, the longer it started going, the more this guy going to be like, oh.
Yeah, that sucks.
252-WCMF, we're talking about losing fingers.
Yeah.
And then allegedly turning up at different foods. Dawn's on CMF. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
Good. What do you got for us?
I've got, actually, it's a funny story. My sister had a pet pig, and the pig bit her middle finger down to the first knuckle.
What?
Oh, pigs are vicious.
They never found the finger. And she used to walk around saying, now she's got an FU for kids and she's got one for adults. But it was so funny. I say, how drunk do you have to be to try to take food out of a pig's mouth? The pig had taken the, my other sister was there with her grandson, and the pig would try to take the animal crackers out of the diaper bag.
Okay, wait, can I stop you for one second?
God.
Did you just tell us that your grandson witnessed the pig bite off your sister's finger?
My great nephew, yes.
Hey, I got a question. Did I date you in the 80s?
Dawn?
You may have.
Okay.
Is this Delray Dawn? South Florida Dawn? Delta Dawn?
She keeps saying no. It's not. Okay, Dawn, thank you.
I don't think so.
Thank you for clearing up. You're not Delta nor Delray Dawn. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Okay.
There's your lesson for the day. Don't take food out of a pig's mouth.
Around your grandchild.
Yep. Put that on a t-shirt, sell the rock shop. Hold on. We cannot move on so quickly from that. So she owns a pig.
Yeah.
Well, right. Was it her pig? Or
no, it was her sister's pig.
Yeah, somebody else's
sister
pig.
Sister had a pig.
No, I'm saying, as the woman who got her finger bit.
Oh, yeah.
Owns a pig.
Yeah.
Your grandson is over.
I got the animal crackers.
Yeah. Your grandson, at an age where he's still eating animal crackers, witnesses a pig bite your finger off.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me that kid is not some...
Unless he was so young, has no memory.
If you're that young, that's your first memory. You don't forget...
People screaming.
Bro, think about the blood spurting out of the
top of the
finger. I
just think of getting a bit where it took the finger off.
Oh!
Like, I've been nipped by a dog and it hurts, but I can't imagine, my finger is in the pig.
Severed.
I love how she goes, we don't know where the finger went. I got to guess. In the pig's intestines?
Yeah.
That pig ate. Do you got to get rid of the pig?
Well, the pig didn't really do anything wrong. It's just being a pig.
Well, here's what it did. It took off your middle finger. Whether or not it did something wrong, I don't know if I can get up the next day and be like, well, come on, Pickles, time to feed you your breakfast.
Pickles, the pinky-eating pig.
For God's sake, you can't love that pig after it takes off your finger.
I guess not, but some people get so attached to their pets, man.
Bro, you're going to tell me if your dog bit off your finger.
Oh, I agree. I'm not that guy, but there's been stories of people.
Yeah.
I saw this one where this family owned a chimpanzee.
Okay.
And it was a husband and wife. They never had kids, and this chimp... like, put this guy in the hospital bad.
Yeah.
And they couldn't bring themselves but they put it in a sanctuary and they would still go visit this chimp. They had it for like 40 years.
Oh.
And they loved it. But the thing mangled this guy. He disfigured this dude.
Kind of feels like maybe the chimp didn't love you back.
But apparently not.
According to his manglings.
But you know how people get with pets.
Okay, but Kimmy.
Because
if our dog bit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think my wife would still want to keep the dog.
Oh, no, that I get. Yeah.
Right, but that's not fair.
Your fault.
That's not fair.
Life's not fair.
No, but that's not fair. But if the dog bit her, that dog's gone in a minute.
Yeah, I'm on board with all
that's
of
that. That's not fair.
Why is that not fair? You look tasty.
She'd look at you and be like, what'd you do?
What do you think I did to the dog? Nothing.
I don't know, man. If it's going for your fingers, where those fingers been, buddy?
I'm not fingering the dog.
Put that on a t-shirt, sell the rock shop. 252 WCMF. We started this conversation, a woman finding a fingertip, according to her, in a wrap at a Mediterranean restaurant downstate. She's suing the owner of the Mediterranean restaurant, says it's completely BS. He's countersuing for slander. I wanted to ask him a question, but she's going to the phones real quick. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, no, stick here. You're good. If your dog bit off your finger,
yeah,
do you keep the dog?
I guess it depends on...
How much, which finger? What does it depend on?
Well, because, you know how, I've seen people try, if a dog, let's say your dog gets into a fight with another dog, they reach in there and the dog gets them.
Okay.
I kind of feel like that's on you for trying to break it up, okay, you know? Like, if the dog didn't mean to bite you.
I love how Kimmy turns into, a 1970s car. Let him work it out.
I don't know. That would be hard. It would be hard to live with a something that bit you like that without living in fear, you know?
That's going to be hard for a woman to live without missing a finger.
Why?
Why? It'd be hard for anybody
to
live
without
missing a finger.
Why a woman specifically?
Wouldn't that gross you out?
No.
Like, if you, like, all of a sudden, like, you go to hold her hand and, like, hey, this is a little lighter than it usually is.
Why would that be more gross than you missing a finger?
Because guys are gross. Women are beautiful. Women are dainty. Women have pretty hands.
Yeah, but it's not like you need your hands for any hard work.
Speak for yourself last night.
What?
My hands were busy.
Speak for yourself.
Busy hands last time.
I don't know why you're turning on me. She's the one insulting me. Why don't you go after her mom?
I don't really know.
I had my finger in a pig last night.
Yeah?
This is getting weird.
Yeah, see, no, you did this. But like, he knows.
How did I do this?
Like, he's pandering. He heard how it sounded to women that he's got to back out and try and change the subject. Yep. We're not going to let you. She's right.
It's at your mama's house.
What is the difference between you losing a finger?
I think a woman missing a finger is gross. It would be a turnoff. Like, if I was at a bar and I met an attractive woman.
She had, like, let's say she had part of her pinky finger missing.
Yeah, it grossed me out.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, your hinge profile?
You're like mangled. You're like a mangled woman.
Bro, what is your
think
face?
You can be picky.
Thank you. Look at
I'm
look
a dude. I'm allowed to be mangled and ugly.
Your face looks like the top of Dawn's sister's finger after it went through the pig.
He is the missing finger.
Dawn, the one I dated?
Is Delta Dawn? No. Delta Dawn? No. Okay. All right, so the moral of the story.
Women, keep your fingers.
No, everybody keep your fingers. Do your best sometimes.
And keep your fingers to yourself.
Okay. Moral one.
Right.
I mean, it might be a good idea to just take a look what's inside your sandwiches before you take a bite out.
You really open up your wrap completely like a diaper?
Well, yeah, you can fold it back up again. It's
It never sticks the same once you open it up.
Do you hear yourself, you Pittsburgh-ass bitch?
No, because when I like a wrap nice and tight. I don't like a loose wrap.
So then roll it tighter back up again. I see. I worked rolling burritos for a couple of months. I know what I'm doing. I make the best.
I'll give you a call.
Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, without thinking, it makes perfect sense that this town, this village, would want this to happen where they are.
All right.
Right? Like, I mean, if you are going to come across this substance, use it. You are most likely going to do it in college. It's kind of what college is for. Mm-hmm. And because of that, this town got together last night to decide if this was something they wanted to do.
So they're trying to raise money for the town? Revenue?
Look, every town needs revenue, especially little ones. In fact, this village says, you know, we are on a razor-thin budget. But, Kimmy, this knock-it-out-of-the-park easy idea you think this is may not be as easy as you think. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, big meeting last night in the village of Geneseo.
Yeah, it was brewing.
It had nothing to do with the bear in the middle of Main Street.
Finally.
The village of Geneseo is weighing whether or not to legalize dispensaries to sell legal marijuana.
Oh, okay. Because they opted out originally?
Yes, if you remember how this all worked initially, when it all became legal, you had the option to opt in, and if you opted in, you were going to be that way forever, towns, villages, okay? Or you could wait to see how this all worked out, and Geneseo, for whatever reason, elected to wait. So last night, 40 people showed up to this meeting to discuss legalizing dispensaries in the town.
Yeah.
13 speakers that got up were for it. Mm. 8 speakers that got up were against it. And there was no vote last night.
Oh.
The village has not given a firm date on when they'll decide.
Just kind of like, let's everybody hear the argument.
Yeah, and they may have another meeting where they'll have people talking, discussing what's going on. But someone in this room thinks Geneseo legalizing dispensaries is a no-brainer.
Well, I would think like any kind of isolated small college town especially would be all for this, only because like that's going to be the only place nearby you can go get it. I would think it would instantly be a successful business in your town.
No,
no competition.
You. No, I hear you. Right. Where could you get marijuana on a college campus? For years.
Well, no, but
for
I'm
years
saying,
there has been a glut. Okay.
I know what you're saying. Obviously, everybody there can already get it just like you could already here.
Okay.
But I'm just thinking, like, if you are somebody that has been waiting for one of these places to open, I don't know where the closest
dispensary
is.
252 WCMF, all you country folk that live out that way. Where do you go to get legal?
Get all your edibles.
You'd have to
and
drive
stuff.
To nice. Rochester, probably, right? I would think like those would be the closest ones.
There's got to be a town or a village in between Geneseo and Rochester that has it, right? No?
Sure. Huh? I don't
It'd
know
be
where.
A pretty small town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think like
the next
most
big town would be like
tiny...
Gainesville or Mount Morris.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
I'm going to read you a quote from the guy that runs Geneseo. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
For a municipality our size, with the employees and razor-thin budgets we have, any revenue stream is good for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get the tax money if you opt in mm-hmm. to legalize marijuana. You don't if you don't. Okay. So, Kimmy, on the surface, I understand your argument. Okay. You're right. College town, marijuana, middle of nowhere, makes perfect sense.
Convenient.
Okay. That being said, if we really break this down, to be able to legally purchase marijuana from a dispensary, you have to be 21 years old. What percentage of the students currently at SUNY Geneseo are 21 and over?
I don't know.
25%? You get in at 18.
I don't know, no college.
18, 19, 20. If we're talking undergrads, that would mean, like, you know, 25%.
But what about, like, your, like, after college?
So graduate degrees and things like
yeah.
that? Yeah. Yeah, no, okay. That's a potential.
I mean, it's a smart school, right? I mean, you got a lot of deep-thinking kids.
I also wonder how many folks doing post 4-year degrees are actually there in Geneseo. A lot of that stuff can be done online.
All right.
Okay.
But then you got the town folk
okay.
that just want to get high, too.
You
right?
got that.
And the professors and everybody else.
You're right. You're
like,
absolutely
what's
right.
The, how big is that faculty?
It's
pretty good size, right?
Valid question.
They need to get
question.
A buzz on.
Okay.
Even buzz on.
Yeah, and I'm not even thinking about just the college. I mean, just
yeah, the
locally.
Town folk.
Yeah.
Understood. Understood. But then.
Did find out.
Yeah.
One legal dispensary just opened in Dansville.
Ah, there you go. Okay. But even if, let's say, you have the people in the town folk that want to get high, right? When it comes to those country towns,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I'm talking out of my ass here, if I am 252-WCMF 252-9263, it's a well-kept secret that folks that have farmland have been growing this stuff for years.
Oh, ago, yeah.
Right?
But couldn't you make the same argument about, like, Brockport that sells it legally?
Yes. No, I agree with you.
And those places seem to be doing fine.
Okay. And you're right. You're right. You're right.
I was thinking about those two kind of similar.
But like when it comes to, and I get your argument about the townsfolk, and I get your argument about the faculty,
yeah.
but I would assume that the majority of people that are in town, Kimmy, are the undergrads. And you've got 3 out of the 4 years there, they're not legally allowed to buy marijuana. I, as a person owning a dispensary,
yeah.
and I would be nervous about opening a dispensary in Geneseo. Because you're going to have kids coming in with fake IDs.
Yeah.
That's the route they want to go. And am I going to be liable if this kid has a really good ID?
Well, you probably are.
Like,
well,
how do,
I mean,
how do,
you got to be pretty strict on it.
How does that? But again, like, you can go places, order online, IDs that scan. It's got their picture on it. They
yeah.
can put whatever they want on it. Like, if I own a bar
yeah.
and somebody beats me with a really good fake ID, am I liable for that?
I know people that, I know the servers have been in trouble. The person that handed them the drink to the kid.
Sure, sure, sure.
I know that person had to go get a lawyer. So I don't know about the bar.
Okay.
But what would stop a kid? Let's say I'm 21, I go score some weed.
Yeah.
I go back to the dorm and I pass it around. I sell it to those kids.
Well, I mean, now it's out
I
of
mean,
my...
I mean, you know, so yeah. So,
it's out
I
of
mean,
my, but here, think about this, though. One of the benefits of college marijuana
yeah.
at that age is it was usually pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the dispensaries, they have a wide selection
oh, yeah.
of products,
yeah.
right? But you are paying a premium
yeah.
for the legalization and the products. You know where that stuff
comes
from.
But they got
from.
The edibles and all the other things you might want.
But do those kids want to pay that premium when you could maybe go get stuff somewhere else?
All right. I mean, yeah, it may not work. But then you get the town folk, good farm folk, good Christian folk.
Good Christian folk that right. want to buy their marijuana and not grow it on a farm where
yeah,
nobody
get
can
high.
See where they are. And by the way, you can legally grow it, too.
Yeah, true. But that's a process.
On the farm?
Yeah, it still work.
Where they're already growing stuff.
Hey, it's still one more thing I got to water today.
I don't know. I just, to me, it's not as slam dunk an idea as.
Well, nothing ever is, man. But I mean, If you're the only game in town, you're probably going to do okay.
Okay. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. The Village of Geneseo gets together last night. They are weighing whether or not to legalize marijuana dispensaries in the village. And it seems like it's pretty even, at least the people that were at the meeting last night, 13-8. Vert again.
Yeah.
We don't know when it's going to happen. Kimmy thinks this is a slam dunk idea. Okay, if we break down, Kimmy, the towns that have colleges here. So you brought up SUNY Brockport.
Yeah.
They legalized it. Pittsford has NAS and Fisher. It is not legal there. The city allows it. There is a dispensary in College Town near the U of R. Henrietta allows it. So RIT kids can get down.
They got it.
Oh, yeah.
But I would love to know, like, if we did some kind of study.
Like the percentage of college kids that buy?
That are buying from legal dispensaries.
They got to know. Well, just based on their age and residence.
Well, I mean, you could be 21 and...
No, like where they live. So, you know, like that's a college.
I don't think you have to get people's addresses when you're buying.
You probably have to show an ID, right?
Okay. Hold on. Let me see your ID. Stay right there. I just got to write a few things down here. Like, I don't know. I'm curious to know, are 21-year-old, 22-year-old college kids paying a premium for that stuff? Or
how much is the markup compared to, like, buying it off a dealer?
252-WCMF. I don't have the number. But folks, I mean, we've talked to folks. They could also be chintz. They refuse to buy from dispensaries because they say it's too expensive.
Oh. But I figured the dispensary's got the best weed and the best selection. Right?
I would think so.
As we turn to Kimmy
Burns. I mean, to your point, that's...
I mean, they got everything, right?
They have literally everything and anything you can think of.
In any form. And the stuff packs a wallop.
It packs a wallop, he says, because he's smoking weed in the 50s.
Yeah, buddy.
Packs a wallop. Well, you know, to Kimmy's point, we know that smoking cigarettes way down for younger people.
Oh, yeah. Right. 50 years.
Almost to zero. Do college kids now prefer edibles because they don't want to inhale that stuff into their lungs? If that's the case, maybe you got a chance of selling stuff if you open up the dispensary.
Yeah.
But like Kimmy, I was telling Tommy while you were on the phone, if I'm going to open up a dispensary, I would be worried about kids with fake IDs putting me out of business.
Yeah, but I mean, there's usually like a security guard that you have to like go through multiple doors to get to the dispensary.
Okay, but
I would think they're probably being super careful about it. You got to scan it and everything just like you would at a bar. That would get in trouble too.
But like we talked about in the past, right? Yeah. Like, you know,
How would that be any different from any other town selling? How would it be any different from a place in Henrietta?
Understood. No, you're right. You're right. But I'm saying when the majority of my residents for most of the year are kids between the ages of 18 and 20, I would think my chances are higher.
Well, you could.
It would make me nervous. That's all. All right. So we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Let's. Dave writes.
Yeah.
There is a dispensary less than 10 miles away in Leicester, New York.
Leicester,
New York. Got one in Leicester?
Ain't driving all the way 10 miles out to Leicester.
What's 10 miles?
What am I going to do when I get to Leicester?
What's 10 miles in the country? It's 55 the whole way, buddy. And 70.
Yeah, that's a country 55.
Yeah, 70 if you're cool. Here I come.
Yeah, I'd rather go to a dispensary in my town than drive 7 miles out of town.
Well, it'll also be an interesting study and something we've been theorizing since they open up these legal dispensaries, the ones that got in early. If you are someone that lives in Geneseo and goes to Dansville or goes to Leicester to get your legal marijuana, you're right. It's more convenient to stay in town, but maybe I have built up a relationship with the owner of these two shops, right? Like, are the folks opening the dispensaries in the towns that legalize later at a disadvantage because they don't have a relationship with
You're getting in the game late,
So is it convenience or relationship that wins out in something like that?
I think always convenience. Especially with the weather when it gets crappy.
Okay, good point.
Like driving.
Sure.
Did you say 10 miles away or 10 minutes?
It said 10 miles.
10 country miles.
Oh, gotcha.
But that's 70. That's 75 miles. You're there in like 3 minutes. We'll take one call, 252-WCMF. Brian's got the last word. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, Brian. What do you got?
So the price is not that bad at all, considering especially that it is very much higher quality, and they can tell you exactly the strain you're getting and what it's going to do, how it's going to affect you. You might pay a couple more dollars, but that's literally all the markup there is.
But it's worth it.
$50 an eighth is $50 an eighth, and that's pretty much what I'm seeing.
All right, so you're saying, Brian, you're saying the people that refuse to buy it because it's too expensive, they're just chintz people.
Maybe they're just connected to not buying into the commercialization of it. Or
man!
I don't know.
Okay.
From personal experience, it's really not that much more, and you're getting a superior quality product for sure.
All right, Brian, if you were going to open a dispensary, would you want to be the first one to open in Geneseo?
Hell yeah.
Brian's in, bro.
He's all in.
He's in.
Mr. Green.
Five country miles up top.
No seeds, no stems.
Yep, corner of the market. Why not? They're still popping up, and it's not too late either as far as, like, heavy, you know, already having a relationship with older dispensaries that have been doing it already. They're still popping up, and they're pretty awesome people for the most part.
All right, Brian, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Brian's going to go gargle some rocks and talk to us again tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is an unbreakable rule.
What's that?
That folks have followed since the beginning of time. If you have a big hole or a body of water, we're going to throw stuff in there.
Okay.
Whatever it is you have.
All right.
I want to see what happens when I throw stuff down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that rule led to a cleanup over the weekend. And the fact that this is still operating, despite all of the waterlogged inventory, is actually the opposite
this
of
is a
the
good,
point.
This is a good thing.
Oh, I'm not saying it's good.
No, it sounds like business is up, baby.
I'm not saying it's good.
We making money, baby.
I'm saying this is proof that you've been wrong the whole time.
Right high.
I don't know why you get print so excited.
Money, baby.
You want this to fail for no reason.
But you're dressed like you're going to hop on one later.
You're hanging out on the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So back in May, we shared a story with you about some of the rental e-bikes and scooters.
The city scooters.
Yep, in the city of Rochester. People were chucking them in the Genesee River. So VO, the company that owns the scooters, confirmed the story. And based on a deal that they made with the city of Rochester, it is on the company to go and retrieve the scooters and bikes that went into the water.
So they got to go get a crane?
Yep, that's exactly what they had to do. And they couldn't go get them in May. They actually had to wait for a time where the river was going to be lower to make sure everyone was
a little dry season.
You got it. So that time came over the week.
Let's go fishing for scooters.
The crane was down on Broad Street, plucking the bikes and the scooters and other debris out of the river.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is no word on how many bikes or scooters were found in the river, but every single one they found is a big deal because it turns out, Tommy, that each of these bikes retail for around $3,500.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty fancy.
So 10 of those suckers in the river, that's $35,000.
Yeah.
And I'm going to assume once they've been sitting in the river for a couple of months.
Oh, bro, they're totals.
Okay. So you see this story, and your first thought was?
See ya, scooter boy. Done.
Why?
Your scooter company's done. They're throwing up in a river.
Yeah.
It's probably just one dude.
One dude's throwing 10 scooters in a river?
I think it all happened overnight, and then like one night.
Well, still, it's 10 scooters in a river.
Sure.
And you know, monkey see, monkey splash.
It's not like everybody's like.
That's how that works.
Now I'm thinking about it. Did they ever catch the guy that did it?
Well, no, he'd have to lift it over his head.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they are kind of heavy.
On my back! I mean, this would be something you would have done in your 30s. Go swim, scooter, throw in the river. Then let's put on cutoff jean shorts, go to a water park drunk, and shoot fireworks at each other. Yeah, I'm 34. So you believe that the scooters in the river means that the scooter rental
program... Well, I think we're done with the scooter summer, all right? You had your fun, you chipped your tooth, you try to be cool downtown, flashing your credit card. Mm-hmm. So you crypto scooter boys, out you
I
go.
I love how he calls it scooter summer, like they haven't been around for five summers. Okay. This is why you need to read the actual story.
I read the story.
No, you didn't, because if you read the story, you would have seen one of the VO associates, folks that work for the company, saying they have no plans to get rid of the e-bikes and scooters in Rochester.
Okay, well, that's what every CEO says. Everything's fine here.
Well, don't you think they would have, like, maybe removed them before the start of summer if they thought it was not going to benefit them?
Or stay with me, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Once they started going into the river,
that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, oh, well, there goes the scooters and bikes. We ruined it for everybody. And then they stuck around. So I kind of figured, I guess it wasn't that big of a deal.
It's a bad business plan.
Yeah. I mean, other cities have run them out of town. Like, get the hell out of here with your jackass scooters.
Yeah, you keep bringing
Chicago don't want them.
But again.
And they got a big river. Illinois River. Wide river.
If you would have read the story, our river's brown. You don't hear me bragging about it. If you would have read the story, you would have saw that the person who works for VO said that they know it's a small group of people doing this, and they realize that other folks rely on them for their daily lives. Which, by the way, if they are going to keep these scooters, despite the waterlogged inventory they have picked up, it proves the opposite of your point.
They're making so much money, they can afford to lose X amount of scooters into the river every year.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Right? Because they're making so much profit.
That would be the logic.
Okay.
I would assume they account for things breaking down or people beating on them, right?
Like it's built into the...
Yeah, I would think that's part of their plan. They know they're not all going to survive a whole summer.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
Buddy. Mm-hmm. By the beginning of next summer,
my
company's out of business. They're done. Dunzo, baby.
Why? Why?
We're going to unplug your scooter... the hell out of town.
There would be no reason for them to lie about staying operational. If they're not
companies
gonna...
lie all the time about things.
No, but walk through this with me, okay?
Well let's take a scooter instead.
Thank you. Let's scoot. If they're not going to be back next year, they could show up at City Hall, double bird, say your mother's fat, leave. It's not going to affect them. Why would they continue to say we're going to
keep
them there?
Because they want to put that image out that everything's okay.
Why? What's the benefit?
Because they're going to try to pull this business out of a tailspin.
pull the business.
Every business, everything's okay. Everything's fine. Yeah, we'll be fine. Next day, they're closed.
One of my favorite parts.
They will be closed before next summer.
Oh, the scooter store.
The scooter store.
Scooter store is going to be closed.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this show, Kim, is when Tommy decides to go into business mode, and he starts talking business voice, and the second
he kind of shrugs, like, well, let me tell you something.
But the second he gets pushed on one of his thoughts, he immediately panics. It just sounds like an idiot talking.
Start saying buzzwords.
Exactly. You're saying, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
No, I just say they're not in business next summer.
Okay.
That is always a possibility. What's bothering me more about what you're saying is that you want this to happen.
No, I don't
and I
want
don't
it
get
to
why. Like
I want the city to be. I want your kids to have fun.
Yeah.
But your summer, I want you to be safe.
They've been safe. Name one story.
I don't know.
You watch the news every night.
I don't.
You watch all three newses every night.
I didn't see anything on CNN or Fox this morning.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, I'll tell you why he wants these gone.
I think I have a reason too, but you go first.
Okay. We're talking about VO, the company that owns those rental scooters in the city of Rochester. Over the weekend, they finally got to go into the river and pluck out these scooters and bikes that had been thrown into the Genesee off of Broad Street. By the way, I would assume if they threw them into the river at Broad Street, they probably threw them into Lake Ontario. They probably threw them into other parts of the river.
Yeah.
Right? So there's probably more in there that they're losing. Yet despite this, the company says they have no plans on leaving. Tommy says this story shows they're leaving. They're gone next year.
Gonzo, baby.
Kimmy and I believe.
Well, you're pulling for the scooter.
They must be making pretty big profit.
Exactly.
My guess.
Thank you. And by the way, have you ever heard of something called insurance?
Yeah. What about it? You have to pay for insurance.
Understood.
And every time you make a claim, your rates go up.
Oh, is that how insurance works?
Try doing business in this state. That's why everybody went south. Taxes and insurance.
No, you just said they got...
And they browbeat you to death from Albany.
You just named all the states in the south, cities in the south that got rid of the scooters.
I said Chicago.
And you said Nashville.
I did not say Nashville.
We've talked about Nashville in the past.
Well, Nashville's out of control.
Okay. Kimmy, why do you think he wants this to fail?
Oh, this is a man who is scared. He has a fear.
He's gonna what?
That one day these e-scooters and these e-bikes are gonna show up in his town, Pat. Because if they're successful here and other places start being like, wait a second, I think I like that too. I want that on my canal.
You can't have motorized vehicles on the canal.
In certain parts.
No. Anywhere.
Anywhere in Pittsburgh?
No.
So you can't drive your car through Pittsburgh?
You can't put it on a canal.
You're not allowed to ride these on the sidewalk either. The ones in the city, it clearly says on the bikes and the scooters, do not ride on sidewalk.
Yeah, get right in traffic there. Have fun.
Get right in traffic there. Kimmy, okay, I get where you're coming
from. You think I fear that they're going to come into Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't want your city ways. Okay. Just scooters and your edibles and your cryptocurrency.
It's more petty than that.
What?
Because when they first announced they were doing these rental bikes years and years and years ago, I was on board with Tommy. I thought this was a really, really bad idea, and we did a whole break about what a bad idea this was. And I can admit, Kimmy, when I am wrong.
Yeah.
I was very wrong. These have been a good thing for the city of Rochester.
You think it's boosted the city?
No, I do. I don't think there's an argument to be made that it hasn't. It makes the city smaller. It allows people to explore more places.
Ooh, explore.
I mean, it does, right? Parking sucks in the city, right? That's been your biggest bitch?
Yes.
You don't need to park with these.
Yeah, look at that. I can just scoop my ass and get killed.
But because, again, name one story.
I'm sorry. I don't want to wish bad.
You
don't want my ass hanging out in the street on a goddamn scooter and people are driving and not paying attention.
Kimmy, the reason he wants these shut down is because he said they would fail 5 years ago. They haven't failed yet. He doesn't want to look like an idiot, which he already does. Kimmy, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you Google how many bikes and e-scooters from VO are currently in the greater Rochester area? See if we can find that.
That are not underwater?
It seems like there are more people than we assume that are using them on a daily basis as their primary mode of transportation.
So they have no car.
I see a lot of, so I live near East High School, and I see a ton of kids after school using those, I would assume, to get home or to, you know, hang out with their friends wherever they're going.
I mean, again, if we talk about how hard it is to drive in construction season in the city, which sucks, by the way, really sucks right now, and I get you got to get it done, but it's very frustrating. When you talk about how it costs to park everywhere you go. Renting the scooter eliminates both those problems.
If you want to run a scooter through a construction site,
you go around the construction site.
Yeah, you're going to fall in a goddamn hole.
You're going to fall in a goddamn hole, ladies and gentlemen. Wear and tear on your car, cost to park downtown, traffic and construction. If I can get
You forgot about the taxes.
If I can get somewhere in 10 minutes on this scooter.
Go ahead.
And by the way, we also found out a shocking number of city residents don't have access to a car. Was it 40%?
Yeah.
I think it was 40%.
Yeah.
So how are those people getting around?
The beautiful buses we have.
Okay, but you
these
said
these are gorgeous.
You won't get on the bus. You said
bus guy.
What are you?
Car guy.
Because your wife lets you drive her car?
Well, yeah.
Look, I was wrong.
We have an agreement.
I was wrong. These have been a great thing for the city of Rochester.
I don't know if it's been a great thing.
How has it not been great?
The city don't look any different to me except I see these scooters. One was falling apart over here.
Uh-huh.
It got stripped out. One was in the stairwell.
Sure. Oh, my God. Not in the stairwell.
Well, they disrespect it. You know, these people, they're rentals. So they trash them. They treat them like crap. They beat them up.
And yet
it's terrible.
Yet they stay in business. Kimmy, do we have a number?
Yeah. So this was a story that News 10 did back in March. And they said last year, so this would have been 2024, there were about 1,200 scooters.
Wow, 1,200?
No, in the river.
It said that they were increasing their fleet by 10% this year.
All right, so that's another 120. So let's say we got another around 1,400.
That's a fleet.
All right.
Fleet of scooters.
So let's say there's 25 in the river. That's like 1%.
That's
2%.
25 too many,
that's
Pat.
That's 2%.
You're polluting the river.
Look, again.
The beautiful river we have. The pristine, beautiful river. Now has electronics melting in the river.
So I haven't seen this
melting?
Yet, but they said in the future there could be a new two-seater model called the Apollo in the future.
That's what Tommy will get on. He used to ride bitch. Hey, come on, T, let me hold your pecs so we can go down on the bike run.
You got to be the saddest mofo in town if you're in the back end of a scooter.
Sounds romantic. I would love my
wife. So romantic about
efficient.
It.
Yeah, I would love my
wife.
What
are you, dating in Saigon?
What are you talking about? I think my wife would love to grab on my chest and take off down the road.
You two would hate that in 2 seconds.
I think it would be nice.
Wife is going to get all dolled up to get grit and bugs stuck to her going down the street in a goddamn scooter. Gets her hair done and she wants to do that.
Paul writes us on Instagram.
Hall.
Tommy is a business owner. We've lost 1% of our annual profits. Done. Shut up the business. Pack it up, boys. Mark writes us, I live in the South Wedge. I see at least 15 of these scooters drive by a day. It's wild. Look, just admit they hit something right.
I think the story hasn't been written.
Story hasn't been written yet. 5 years. 5 years. So what do you have to see for them to be successful?
Oh.
No, because you're writing their eulogy now. What has to happen for you to finally say, all right, I was wrong, these will be successful?
I don't know what that story would look like, Pat. You know? Maybe if we didn't disrespect the scooters and bang them up and throw them around. I would think if you don't fight them in the goddamn river, that would be nice.
It's a private company. Who cares? It's not costing us anything.
Well, yeah, if somebody's going to get hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, throwing things in a river, that's dangerous.
Back, throwing it in
that's
the river.
That's dangerous.
Ah, my back. Yes, I'm not saying
throw it. And by the way, that's a two-man job.
See, you're changing the argument because
that's a gang of these scooter tossers.
Oh, my
scooter
God.
Scooter toss.
Roaming the streets.
Man, that's a badass gang. Scooter tossers.
We get to the National Guard out here to guard this town and straighten out this whole scooter situation.
Keep those 15 scooters out of the river. Point a machine gun at a guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.